Hello, 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 and welcome to Come All Ye, folk music from your community radio station, 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron, and we'll open the program today with a bit of a tribute to a great Australian sporting legend. John Sattler passed away on the 20th of March, 2023. John Sattler was the captain of the South Sydney Rugby League team on a number of grand final successes. And in 1970, John Sattler played in the grand final. Most of the match he played with a broken jaw. What a tough man he was. And I believe he stayed on the field right through, right to the end of the game. But I think John Bucknell, who was the chap who decked him, didn't last the game. Here's a song from a Sydney singer-songwriter called Perry Keyes, who was the lead singer with a group I remember vaguely called the Stolen Holdens. A song he wrote about the day John Sattler broke his jaw. The tears rolled down like rushes.
Sunrise on the station breaks the morning spell. Red and green streamers fly inside the Railway View Hotel. Cleveland Street shuffles shining into the mighty roar. We were walking through the twilight the day John Sattler broke his jaw. 11A to a house, postman's his land aplenty, but there was nothing left for people like us in September 1970. Some worked at Everly Railway Yards, some worked the tanneries on the Botany Shore. We didn't work the Saturday that John Sattler broke his jaw. If it's high enough, if it's long enough, if it's straight between the posts, drink your beer but shed no tears for these days you miss the most. Every step and sill sat shining in black at from door to door. And the tears rolled down like rushes the day John Sattler broke his jaw. Saturday morning on the Botany Road was meaner, it was lean. Rabbit killers and old Ford Falcons stalling through a richer man's dream. By afternoon we were jammed tight inside the hotel doors. Even the TAB was empty the day John Sattler broke his jaw. If it's high enough, if it's long enough, if it's straight between the posts, drink your beer but shed no tears for these days you miss the most. Every step and still sat shining in black at from door to door. And the tears rolled down like rushes the day John Sattler broke his jaw. In the ladies' lounge, a young girl rocks a pram. Some old guy downs a flag ale
but the ghost of Dave Sands. Clotheslines fly high, the sun sinks behind the flats, where stone girls walk in circles with babies on their backs. As big trucks roll down wide streets with heroin-filled storm drains, suburban towns turn blue and brown and use old wars for their street names. They sent you down to Campbelltown, to Mount Druitt and St. Mary's. Young labor set stone in a terrace house with the Sydney Swans on pay TV. If it's high enough, if it's long enough, if it's straight between the posts. Drink your beer but shed no tears, for these days you miss the most. Every step in Silsat shining, in black and from door to door. Hammer tears rolled down like rashes, the day John Sadler broke his jaw. Hammer tears rolled down like rashes, the day John Sadler broke his jaw.
Thank you.
Two tunes in that little medley. First one, a Scottish, spelt that way, Scottish, Sophie and Athena, played by a duo from the massive Centrale region of France, an accordionist, Léon Olivier, and violinist, Camille Stambre. And they're just called Duo Cam et Léon, self-published album of that name. Before that, opening the program, we heard Perry Keyes from Sydney with The Day John Sattler Broke His Jaw. Not really about John Sattler or the match in which that violent accident occurred. I'll give John Bucknell the benefit of the doubt and say it was an accident, but anyway, Perry Keyes with a comment on inner Sydney life. You're listening to Come All Ye. Here's a song I like very much because it sounds nice, and it's from a group called Real Time Travellers, who formed in Tennessee early in this century, and I think they're now disbanded, but anyway, they did quite well for a little while. We'll hear Thomas Sneed leading the vocals with Martha Scanlon coming in as well. Father Adieu, Real Time Travellers.
My heart is filled with trouble, so what? can I do? Oh, brother, adieu. I am sorry for you. My heart is filled with troubles. And what can I do? Well, if I never see you anymore, till that last trumpet shall sound, prepare to meet in shall sound. Prepare to meet in heaven where parting is no more.
It's a fairly straightforward song, but it sounds a little bit creepy, the way the melody weaves around there. I think it's very interesting. Father Adieu, we heard the Real Time Travellers bring it to the airwaves of Come All Ye today. I hope you liked it. I'm going to play two tracks from... Will I play two tracks? I'll play one and then I'll introduce you to the featured album, I think. Yes, that's what I'll do. This is called Malador from a group called Riobo, R-I-O-B-O, and that happens to be the surname of the Galician violinist Begonia Riobo. So young Begonia is going to... Well, she was younger then. This is a 2010 album. She's going to play Malador with the band... That's Begonia Riobo and her band. Now on Come All Ye, time to introduce you to the featured album. It's called Half a Lifetime Ago, and it comes to us from Jerry Hallam, a not infrequent visitor to these airwaves. And he kindly sent a copy of this album to me a week or so back. He lives in York, and he lived in Australia in the 1970s for a few years. And he's perhaps still best known in England, as a musician anyway, for his Australian songs. Not all composed by him, but interpretations of Banjo Paterson and Henry Lawson material. First one we'll hear is called The Song of Artesian Water. It's a Banjo Paterson poem, sure enough, set to music by an Australian harpist and singer, Cathy O'Sullivan, back in the days gone by, and given a good interpretation here by Jerry Hallam on the featured album Half a Lifetime Ago.
Now the stock have started dying, for the Lord has sent a drought. We're sick of prayers and providence, we're gonna do without. With the derrick up above us and the solid earth below, we are waiting at the lever for the word to let her go. Sinking down, deeper down, oh, we're going deeper down. As the drill is plugging downward at 1,000 feet of level, if the Lord will send us water, we'll get it from the devil. Yes, we'll get it from the devil deeper down. Now our engine's made in Glasgow by a very canny Scot. He's marked at 20 horsepower, but he don't know what is what. When Canadian Bill is firing with the sun-dried kitchy logs, she can equal 30 horses and a score or so of dogs. Sinking down, deeper down, oh, we're going deeper down. If we fail to find the water, then it's ruin to the squatter. The drown is on the station and the weather's getting hotter. But we're bound to find the water deeper down. But the shaft has started caving and the sinking's very slow. The yellow rocks are bending on the solid earth below. And the tubes are always jamming and they can't be made to shift. So we nearly burst the engine with a 40 horsepower lift. Sinking down, deeper down, oh, we're going deeper down. Though the shaft is always caving and the tubes are always jamming, we'll find our way to water while the stubborn drill is ramming. While the stubborn drill is ramming deeper down. But there's no artesian water, for we've passed 3,000 feet and the contract price is growing and the boss is nearly beat. But it must be down beneath us, so it's down we've got to go, though she's bumping on the solid rock 4,000 feet below. And it's down, deeper down, we're going deeper down. And it's time they heard us knocking on the roof of Satan's dwelling. We'll get artesian water if we cave the roof of hell in. Yes, we'll get artesian water deeper down. And it's hark, the whistle's blowing with a wild exultant blast, and the boys are madly cheering, for they've struck the flow at last. It's rushing up the tubing from 4,000 feet below, till it spouts above the casing in a million gallon flow. And it's down, deeper down, oh, it comes from further down. It is flowing, ever flowing, in a free, unstinted measure, from the silent, hidden places where the old earth hides her treasure. Where the old earth hides her treasure, deeper down. And it's clear away the timber and it's let the water run. How it glimmers in the shadow, how it flashes in the sun. By the silent belts of timber, by the miles of blazing plain, it is bringing hope and comfort to the thirsty land again. Flowing down, further down, it is flowing further down. To the tortured, thirsty cattle, bringing gladness in its going. Through the droughty days of summer, it is flowing, ever flowing. It is flowing, ever flowing further down.
Banjo Patterson poem called The Song of Artesian Water, set to music by Cathy O'Sullivan and sung there by Jerry Hallam on today's featured album on Come All Ye. It's called Half a Lifetime Ago. That's what happened to the water table, folks. Song of Artesian Water. More from Jerry Hallam in just a little while. Right now, song from Damien McKee, Gudrun Volta and Aaron Jones, who performed as a trio in 2022 and recorded an album called Hi Do. We'll hear an old English song called The Blackbird, to which Gudrun Volta added a new melody.
When I was a young girl, my fortune was told that I'd fall in love with a young sailor bold. He courted me fondly by night and by day, but now he has left me, he's gone far away. If I were a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing, I'd follow the ship where my two love sails in, and on the top rigging I'd there build my nest, lie the night long on his lily white breast. My love's tall and handsome in every degree, but my parents despise, because he loves me. So let them despise him and say as they will, while there's breath in my body, I will love him still. If I were a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing, I'd follow the ship where my two love sails in, and on the top a blackbird, to him I would fly, carry a letter, a tear in my eye. I'd write and I'd tell him of my grief and woe, far o'er the ocean with my love I'd go. If I were a blackbird, I'd whistle and sing, I'd follow the ship where my true love sings.
Said Oxford girl. Is it true what you hear? Did he do it out of fear? Was the day drawing near when a child would start to show? Was it rage or shame? Or the damage to his name? Was it something worse? Does anybody know? Did she pay the price for making them look twice? Like a glimpse of paradise across a dull and bitter land. Did she pass them by? Did she dare to meet their eye? Did she scorn them all and did they understand?
A grief to her father.
Did she really leave him?
A lover to her brother.
Yes, we all believe him.
Temptation to her better.
No better than she should be.
Unfaithful to her lover.
He always knew she would be. She said, I never had a chance to prove them wrong. My time was short, the story long. No, I never had a chance to prove them wrong. It's always them who write the song. I met a man whose brother said he knew a man who knew the Oxford girl. I met a man whose brother said he knew a man who knew the Oxford girl. Did he go to ground? Was the suitcase ever found? Did the police come swarming round on a trail already cold? Did he lead them a dance? Did he run away to France? Or did he shop himself before the day was old? How she was bound to lose if she set her face to choose. They never could excuse her for stirring up their fears. She was much too young. Now the earth has stopped her tongue. You could hear the voices calling down the years. She said, I never had a chance to prove them wrong. My time was short, the story long. No, I never had a chance to prove them wrong. It's always them who write the song. No, I never had a chance to prove them wrong. My time was short, the story long. No, I never had a chance to prove them wrong. It's always them who write the song.
Called Oyster Band, recorded quite a while ago, a title track from an album called The Oxford Girl and Other Stories, composed by John Jones and Ian Telfer, both members of Oyster Band. They allegedly wrote it about a 1960s murder, so possibly true, The Oxford Girl. I'm not sure about meeting a man whose brother said he knew the Oxford girl. Don't know about that bit, but could be. Oyster Band. And before the Oyster Band, we heard Damien McKee, Gudrun Volta and Aaron Jones with The Blackbird. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE with Bruce Cameron. Another one now from the featured album. This is a jolly little number called I Shot the Kangaroo. Jerry Hallam writes, a not unknown type of male during my time in Australia, which in the 1970s. I suspect these days they are an endangered species. One hopes so anyway. I asked him about the circumstances leading up to writing this slightly weird song. He said it's based on my memories of camping trips and the gunshots we sometimes heard and occasionally witnessed an aftermath. So he doesn't know what prompted the memory, but he wrote the song in the 90s and it didn't quite make it to any albums until this one, our featured album today, half a lifetime ago, I Shot the Kangaroo.
I shot the kangaroo on a dark Australian night, lit up the bush with my power beams, held him there in my sights. I shot the kangaroo with my mates from the pool room bar. We load up the beer come Friday night, head up country where the big roos are. I shot the kangaroo high on the bows of my four-wheel bus. Bull bars, big lights, Confederate flag, nobody dares mess with us. I shot the kangaroo, we shot the cans as we drank the beer. Drank it all, took nothing home, you can always tell when we've been here. I shot the kangaroo, think I got the Joey too. I'm not the sentimental kind, a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. I shot the kangaroo, there's folks who don't care for what I do. Friends of the earth, animal rights, what the hell's this world coming to? I shot the kangaroo, the wife she just won't come along. Women can't take this kind of thing, she's best at home where she belongs. I shot the kangaroo, my son wants to come next time and see. He likes to fight, he wants a gun, there's gonna be another just like me. I shot the kangaroo, killed by a high velocity shot. Stood there frozen, my power beams, dumb animal or what? I shot the kangaroo.
Well, if I had my life to live, I'd surely live it over. I'd only walk in brand new shoes, just lay down in clover. I'd only work on Christmas Day, all the rest go sporting. I'd spend my days down by the creek and every night go courting. It's honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, the wild rose of the mountain. Now when I think of home, sweet home, it makes my eyes grow misty. My papa's singing gospel songs, my mama's sipping whiskey. Whiskey from a white oak barrel that sure does make good liquor. It makes the night times twice as bright and the days go by much quicker. It's honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, the wild rose of the mountain. And if I had a brand new quilt, I'd fill it full of feathers. I'd take my sweetheart by the hand, we'd lay there together. Ah, those nights when we were young, those thoughts that keep returning. They'll drive the winter's chill away, just like a log fire burning. It's honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, the wild rose of the mountain. It's honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, the wild rose of the mountain.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
a group from Tasmania at that time. That was Coyote Serenade, with Fred Prybeck leading the vocals on Wild Rose of the Mountain, a song written by Cy Khan. They followed it with an old tune called Julianne Johnson. A song now from a group called Dervish, Kathy Jordan, very distinctive vocals, or distinctive voice, I should say. This is The Cat She Went A-Hunting. tunes in a medley. They're by the group La Musgaña from Spain, originally formed to play Castilian music, but they play music from all over Spain. We heard Marcha de Carpio and Diana from the album Entre Dos, which I guess means between us or between two. Before that, Kathy Jordan and the rest of the band Dervish with That Cat Going Hunting. Spooky old cat, that one. Another one from Jerry Hallam now. Featured album on the program is Half a Lifetime Ago, and it has a very interesting cover. It's a photograph of Jerry Hallam taken about half a lifetime ago. He writes, a publicity shot from the archive seems an appropriate image with which to accompany a disc titled Half a Lifetime Ago. We're about to hear the title track, but I'll tell you a little more about it. He says, not quite a brand new album, but new just the same. Several new songs on it, but also some new versions of songs that were an integral part of my busiest time as a club performer, literally half a lifetime ago. He's now in his mid to late 70s, I guess. I think he's retired from full-time work, but he's now back playing music, which is great. He's, apart from singing, he plays guitar and a bit of slide guitar and five-string banjo on the album. And his main collaborator is Chris Usden, who plays keyboards, accordion, bass and some percussion and mandolin. Three fiddle players turn up for the album, not all simultaneously. Elaine Wallace, Tom McConville and Pete Cooper. Pete Cooper, a member of Rattle on the Stovepipe, a group that's been heard on this program quite frequently. Tom McConville also is heard on occasion on this program. And saxophone and flute on the album by Tim New. Mary Coyle, some backup singing. I hadn't noticed this before, mastering of the album by Julie Matthews. And we'll hear Julie Matthews in a few minutes, singing with her usual collaborator, Chris Weil. But first, title track, Half a Lifetime Ago. Jerry Hallam also writes, age and reminders of mortality suggest that it really is time to tidy all the papers, time to see the desk is clear. That's the gist of this song, Half a Lifetime Ago, from Jerry Hallam.
Up in the roof where the darkness reigns, amongst cases and books, pictures and frames, in your old sports bag, now a faded blue, something needs sorting and it's down to you. You can't leave those letters for daughters and sons, or that fateful day when the clearance van comes. So push back the board, pull down the stair, turn on the light and make your way up there to the love that dwells, passing to and fro. Passions that lived and died half a lifetime ago. Three cards from Carolina recalling the night in each other's arms before your flight. Three times she asked when next you'd be seen. Wrong time, no money for what might have been. Girl on the island who got to you, the music you made, what you planned to do. Like leaving the old, well for the new. That dream died a death as the silence grew. And the lovers were passing to and fro, passions that lived and died half a lifetime ago.
Thank you.
is crossing the Atlantic Sea, 4,000 miles between her and me. And sometimes we'd fly with our hopes and our fears. That's long distance love over 6 long years. And the lovers were passing to and fro, passions that lived and died half a lifetime ago. Passions that lived and died half a lifetime ago.
Chris Weil and Julie Matthews. Julie Matthews, who did the mastering for the featured album today. But there they were as a duo, Chris Weil, Julie Matthews, album called Infinite Sky. The song, I suppose I should have told you before I played it, the song Shaky Town was written in Christchurch, New Zealand. They perform, they've toured a lot. They've been to Australia many times, or a number of times anyway, Chris Weil and Julie Matthews. And they say that Christchurch is a city very close to their hearts. They were dismayed at the destruction they saw after the earthquake there. But they were blown away by the tenacity and positive nature of the people who live in Christchurch in New Zealand. Quite a jolly song, really, for subject matter. This is also jolly, but quite different. This is the Austin Lounge Lizards.
You've got a headache. I've got some strange disease, don't worry about it. This pill will set your mind at ease. It's called Progenitorivox. It's made by Squab Merle Co. It's a life-enhancing miracle, but there are some things you should know.
It may cause agitation, palpitations, excessive salivation, constipation, male lactation, rust-colored urination, hallucinations, bad vibrations, mild electric shock sensations.
But it's worth it for the drugs I need. My disease may not be fatal, but I can ease my fears by taking two $12 pills each day for 50 years. They've spent billions to convince me, so now I realize Progenitorivox beats diet and exercise. I've got insurance, at least for now I do. And if I bought generic, it would cut my costs in two. But I want Progenitorivox, 'cause I saw it on TV. Those families look so functional, that Paisley pill's for me.
But it may cause deprivation, humiliation, debtors, prison, and deportation. Dark depictions, dire predictions, life as seen in Dickens fiction. Empty pockets, court dockets, may cause eyes to pop from sockets.
But it's worth it for the drugs I need. But it's worth it
in Canada. They get this for a song. But it's worth it for the drugs I need.
The opinions expressed in this song are not necessarily those of Squab Merle Co. or its subsidiaries. Progenitorivox is not available anywhere off or void in Wisconsin. Any resemblance to actual drugs, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Any unauthorized use of your own judgment in the application of Progenitorivox is strictly prohibited. Progenitorivox may not be reproduced without the express written consent of Major League Baseball. Progenitorivox may cause drowsiness or restlessness in lab animals. Do not resume sexual activity while operating heavy machinery without consulting your physician. For erections lasting longer than 4 hours, insert your own joke here. If you experience psychotic episodes, you're crazy. If death occurs, discontinue use of Progenitorivox immediately. If symptoms persist, consult your physician. All sales final. Batteries not included.
For the drugs I need.
This morning, put my shoes on wrong, just thinking about my short time here and my long time gone. I tried to farm the hillside, could not make it pay. Rain came down the mountain and washed the farm away. Oh, there's nothing to do but sit down and sing and rock about my Sarah Jane. I don't have a mailbox, never felt the need. I don't get many letters, I never learned to read. I used to go a-courting, that was a long way back. I have since decided there isn't much in that. Oh, there's nothing to do but sit down and sing and rock about my Sarah Jane. My father was a singer, he used to sing so loud. You could hear him for a mile, but you can't hear him now. There's times I go out drinking and get to worrying. When I've got something on my mind, something makes me sing. Oh, there's nothing to do but sit down and sing and rock about my Sarah Jane. Sometimes I get the feeling I'm sort of like that song. My good times are all over, oh, my good times past and gone. There's no use in crying, so I'm not gonna cry. I'll just keep on living until the day I die. Oh, there's nothing to do but sit down and sing and rock about my Sarah Jane. This morning, put my shoes on wrong, just thinking about my short time here and my long time gone.
Haven't had Roy Bailey on the program for a while. Nice to hear his beautiful voice once again. That was a song called Dillard Chandler, very close to Oh My Little Darling and Rock About My Sarah Jane. But it's called Dillard Chandler because it's basically about a fellow named Dillard Chandler. He was an American ballad singer from North Carolina, and there was a film made about him by John Cohen, The End of an Old Song, it's called. Worth looking at. Dillard's own statements and that film form the basis of the lyrics to the song, Dillard Chandler, from an album called Sit Down and Sing. So I suppose it was the title track from that album. Roy Bailey with Martin Simpson and John Kirkpatrick, a formidable trio. As is the next lot, Matt Cranich playing fiddle, Dave Hennessy melodeon, and Mick Daly singing on some tracks, but playing guitar and banjo as well. This is a set of Slides, Tour Moore, Padraig O'Keefe, and Mick Duggan. Those three fine Irish musicians formed a trio called Any Old Time, and this is from an album called Phoenix. Thank you. set of slides from Matt Cranitch and Dave Hennessy. Matt Cranitch playing fiddle and Dave Hennessy playing melodeon. Mick Daly was out making a cup of coffee, I think, when they recorded that. There was no guitar or banjo on that track, but they did well, just the two of them. Two or more, Padraig O'Keefe and Mick Duggan, the names of the three slides in that set from any old time. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. If you'd like to see the playlist of today's program, or indeed any of the playlists going back to sometime in the last century, you can just go to comeallye.com and there they are. If you'd like to hear a program again, there are play on demand or listen on demand versions of the program going back to 2019. Also available from that or via that website, comeallye.com, or through 2MCE's website, 2MCE.org. Next, another from the featured album. This is another, as Jerry Hallam describes it, another Patterson epic, a classic narrative where, against all the odds, the indomitable spirit of man and beast triumphs in the face of extreme adversity, in this case, the elements. And it's a favourite tune of Jerry Hallam's, and I think he might have come up with the tune. This is With the Cattle.
The drought is down on field and flock, the river bed is dry, and we must shift the starving stock before the cattle die. So we muster up with weary hearts at breaking of the day, and turn our heads to foreign parts to take the stock away. By stock routes bare and eaten, on dusty roads and beaten, with half a chance to save their lives, we take the stock away. We cannot use the whips for shame on beasts that crawl along. We have to drop the weak and lame and try to save the strong. The wrath of God is on the track, the drought fiend holds his sway. With blows and cries, a stock whip crack, we take the stock away. As they fall, we leave them lying, with crows to watch them dying, in heat and drought and hopeless pain, we take the stock away. So in dull despair the days go by, we'd never a hope of change. But every stage we feel more nigh the distant mountain range. And some may live to climb the pass and reach the great plateau, and revel in the mountain grass by a stream that's fed with snow. As the mountain wind is blowing, it starts to cattle lowing. The creatures smell the mountain grass that's 20 miles away. They press towards the mountain grass, they look with eager eyes. Along the rugged stony pass that slopes towards the skies. Their feet may bleed from rocks and stones, but though the blood drop starts, they struggle on with stifled groans, for hope is in their hearts. For the mountain wind is blowing, and the mountain grass is growing. They're breaking to a kind of run. Pull up and let him go. The days had gone, the heat and drought upon the stricken plain. The wind has shifted right about and brought the welcome rain. The river runs with sullen roar, all flecked with yellow foam. And we must take the road once more and bring the cattle home. And its lads will raise a chorus, there's a pleasant trip before us, towards the far-off mountain land, to bring the cattle back. We have to watch them close at night for fear they'll make a rush and break away in headlong flight across the open bush. And by the campfire's cheery blaze with mellow voice and strong, we hear the lonely watchman raise the overlander's song. While stars shine out above us like the eyes of those who love us, the eyes of those who watch and wait to greet the cattle home. The plains are all away with grass, the skies are deep as blue. And leisurely the cattle pass and feed the long day through. But when we sight the station gate, we make the stock ribs crack. It's a welcome sound to those who wait to greet the cattle back. And through the twilight falling, we hear their voices calling as the cattle splash across the ford and turn it into foam. The children run to meet us, our wives and sweethearts greet us, the heroes from the overland who brought the cattle home.
Jerry Hallam once again with a track from the featured album, which is called Half a Lifetime Ago. The song was originally a poem by Banjo Paterson called With the Cattle, the tune provided by Jerry Hallam. But I don't know that he was playing much on there. Chris Houston was playing accordion and keyboards. Jerry, very taken with Paterson and Henry Lawson when he lived out here, and he's kept that interest going for more than 40 years. He writes, "Sadly, many children in Australia have grown up without much, if any, idea of the major literary figures of their nation. I am of the opinion that nowhere in the English-speaking world are there two figures whose work has so enhanced the folk tradition. It might be argued that Kipling and Burns are comparable, but Burns is effectively dialect, and none can give us the humour of Paterson in such gems as Father Riley's Horse or Saltbush Bill's Second Fight. Furthermore, Song of Artesian Water and Song of the Wheat are unmatched by either the Scot or the Champion of Empire, Kipling." That's the opinion of Jerry Hallam, and it's his album, so he's allowed to have that. A track now from The Old Jawbone. The Old Jawbone, that's the name of the album. The group is Euphonia. This is The Boatman's Dance, and with it they'll put a rather impressive tune called Chinkapin Hunting.
Dance all night till the broad daylight. Go home with the gals in the morning. river on the Ohio.
When the boatman, he blows his horn, well, look out, man, your daughter's gone.
Dance, boatman, dance. Dance, boatman, dance. Dance all night till the broad daylight. Go home with the gals in the morning. Hey-ho, the boatman row, sailing on the river on the Ohio. Hey-ho, the boatman row, sailing on the river on the Ohio. Hey-ho, the boatman row, sailing on the river on the Ohio. River on the Ohio.
It's a clever arrangement. The Chinkapin Hunting three-part tune, and they used all three parts individually through that. Boatman's Dance and Chinkapin Hunting by the group Euphonia, with Sylvia Herold singing and Paul Kotapish playing mandolin, Charlie Hancock playing accordion, Chuck Irvin double bass, and Brian Rice and Ed Johnson turned up for the occasion as well. But I don't know what they were playing. You're listening to Come All Ye. Next, we're off to Bonnie, Scotland, to hear a track from Fraser and Ian Bruce, who were really quite successful concert performers and folk club performers all over the place in the mid-1980s, or the early 80s to mid-80s. Then they grew up and got jobs and did careers and families and things. They've come back together in their dotage to record and perform a bit more often. I'm not sure if they're both still active, but this album called Mrs. Bruce's Boys came out in 2015. Some new recordings, some revitalised ones. Here's an old song called Bonnie Susie Cleland from Fraser and Ian Bruce.
The love, the lady in Scotland. Hey, my love and oh my joy. The love, the lady in Scotland. What daily loved me. The love, the lady in Scotland. She's born in love with an Englishman. Say, Bonnie Susie Cleland, to be born in Dundee. The his daughter come. Hey, my love and oh my joy. The father to his daughter come. What dearly lured her. The father to his daughter come. Will ye forsake your Englishman? Or will Bonnie Susie Cleland be burned in Dundee? I'll know my Englishman for sake. Hey, my love and oh my joy. I'll know my Englishman for sake. What dearly loves me. I'll know my Englishman for sake. Though ye may burn me at the stake. To Bonnie Susie Cleland, to be burned in Dundee. Oh, what can I find a little wee boy? Hey, my love and oh my joy. What can I find a little wee boy? What dearly loves me. What can I find a little wee boy to carry tidings to my joy. That bonny Susie Cleland's to be born in Dundee. Oh, here am I, a little wee boy. Hey, my love and oh, my joy. Here am I, a little wee boy, but nearly stay. Hey, my love and oh, my joy. The feather he caught up the stake, he dearly loved her. The feather he caught up the stake, her brother he the fire did make. And bonny Susie Cleland was burned in Dundee.
English country dance band Polka Works there. The first of the two tunes we heard was Paddy Carey, fairly well known. But in England, the second tune, probably not so well known because it's Australian. It has a number of names, but they were on this album called Paddy Godden's Lancers. I'm not sure which figure of the Lancers Paddy Godden had in mind for that, but they've learned the tune from some recordings that were obtained from the National Folk Festival of Australia, sent to the melodeon player in the Polka Works band, Katie Howson. National Folk Festival of Australia, every Easter in Canberra, worth a visit. There we heard Polka Works from England. Rollicking English dance music, they say, played with zest. Just add zest. Sing along with this one, if you dare. This is a song called Tarali Larasaraka. Catchy title. That's a children's song from Madagascar. You'll hear it in the early evening when everybody is back from work and school. It tells about the different clothes worn by some of the 18 Malagasy tribes. The middle part is the traditional rapping style called Gigi, where kids take it in turn. And this one's about a man doing his best to get a girl by buying her biscuits and chocolate. A group called Tarika Sammy. Their album is Funny Food, which means remedy or magic or a good luck charm. Music from Madagascar. Time for one more from the featured album. It's yet another Banjo Patterson poem called The Grey Gulf Water, although he's done a lot of work on this, he being Jerry Hallam. It's a much edited version, he says. It goes like this.
far to the north, there lies a land, a wonderful land, where the winds blow over, and none may guess or understand the charm it holds for the restless rover. A wild grey land, a land half made, where nature craves her share of slaughter. Many indeed are the nameless graves where victims sleep by the grey Gulf water. Slowly, slow, those grey streams glide, drifting along with languid motion, lapping the reeds on either side, wending their way to the northern ocean. And the strength of a man is a young child's strength in the face of that mighty plain and river. And the life of a man is a moment's length to the life of the stream that runs forever. And so it comes, they take no part in life's small cares. Each hardy rover rides ahead, bold of heart, with the plains around and the blue skies over. Way up above, the brown lark sings the songs this strange wild land has taught her. Full of joy, her sweet song rings. I wish I were back by the grey Gulf water. Way up above, the brown lark sings the songs this strange wild land has taught her. Full of joy, her sweet song rings. I wish I were back by the grey Gulf water.
Jerry Hallam and the banjo Patterson poem, The Grey Gulf Water, which Jerry Hallam put to music. That's the last featured album track we'll have time for today. The album is called Half a Lifetime Ago. Jerry Hallam comes from York in England. And most of his previous albums, I think, were released on the Fellside label, but this one, I think, is just him. You might have to Google it and go hunting if you want to find it. One more from the mercurial Ed Littlefield Jr., member of Marley's Ghost in Washington State, United States. I think you'll recognise this song. It's called Waterbound.
Chickens crowing in your pantry, chickens crowing in your pantry, chickens crowing in your pantry. For the water rises, waterbound, can't go home, waterbound, can't go home, waterbound, can't go home, we're down in North Carolina. Charlie left to go home, Nick and Charlie left to go home, Nick and Charlie left. have to go home, for the water rises. Water bound can't go home. Water bound can't go home. Water bound can't go home down to North Carolina. I don't care. The old man's mad and I don't care. The old man's mad and I don't care. Long as I got his daughter. One less mare than gone run away. One less mare than gone run away. One less mare than gone run away. Luke, South Carolina. One pound can't go home. Water bound can't go home. Water bound can't go home. But down. Pine tree, chickens growing in the old pine tree. Chickens growing in the old pine tree. For the water rises. Water bound can't go home. Water bound can't go home. Water bound can't go home. Way down in North Carolina.
Water bound and I can't go home. From Ed Littlefield Jr., an album called Going to the West. Thanks for your company today. We'll do it all again soon, I hope. We'll go out with just a little bit of a tune called Slanty Gart by Boys of the Lock from a 1973 album. Won't hear much of it. Maybe next week we'll play some more. Have a good week. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye for now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.